Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 51.
Wolf, what a
bear podcast.
We're gonna wear black spandex.
Okay, here are bear
bears and cubs.
Either way, you're gonna be gay.
With so many topics that we covered today.
Well, not only that, you mentioned about iTunes.
You like balls, is what you're saying.
Greetings, listeners of the Bear Podcast. This is ex-Cali Bear calling.
But all fun, all fun, no pressure.
To go critical mass.
Another Bears cocktails, food, and free for anyone outside the greater Houston area. Hey there, everyone. This is Nard.
This is ex-Cali Bear.
Yes, and we are here bringing you podcast, Bear Podcast, episode number 51.
How's everybody doing out there?
Yeah. Well, I am here in the suburbs of Houston.
And I'm here in the San Francisco Bay Area.
But this time we're doing it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, we attempted to do it with the Skype, but because of extreme weather we're having here in the Bay Area, it's having some issues with the DSL right now.
Yeah.
So I'm not able to do it, unfortunately.
So, tell me, what's going on over there? How's your weekend? How's your week so
far? The weekend was spent staying hidden and staying dry, actually, because, I was talking about on the last episode just how extreme the weather's gotten, but it's gotten worse, to be honest with you. It's extremely cold here. I'm not as cold as I'm pretty sure as it is on the East Coast, but cold for San Francisco standards.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really wet and rainy. We're tired of the rain. We're absolutely tired of the rain. But the most extreme thing that's happened is it snowed here over the weekend.
Snow?
Snow. And I'm not talking like on the mountaintops, like at Mount Diablo or Tamalpais, like, if it does snow in the Bay Area like it does. It was snowing in Marin. It was snowing in Hayward. It was snowing on the Altamont. It was snowing.
I should call my mom and ask her what's up.
And the snow was so unexpected that it actually caused a 32-car pileup on northbound Highway 101 over the weekend. Because people here just aren't used to driving in the snow.
Oh,
so
goodness.
It just came out of nowhere. And, we're tired of it. We're really sick and tired of this weather. We want it to go away. Spring is supposed to be just around the corner. We're supposed to, the first day of spring is next week. We mm-hmm. don't see any evidence of it yet.
Yeah, I'd like to experience snow in Texas, but I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
Well, from what I hear, you guys need snow over there. I've been hearing about the heat waves and the dry spell.
Yeah, right? Well, right now it's a little chilly. I don't know why. If I stepped out for a moment to get some gadget for our podcasting here, and it's kind of chilly outside. I don't know why. But during the day, yeah, it is very hot. Well, we're getting there. Spring is.
I've been reading about all the fires that have been breaking out up in the northern part of Texas and northern part of the state. You guys just need some water.
Yeah, a few rains. Well, we do have some rains lately, but not enough, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So the biggest news for me would be this past weekend I finally taped with the Don and Drew show.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right.
I'm on episode 270 of the Don and Drew show. For those of you who don't know, I'm known as Fag Fan Roy on the show. And we finally got connected with each other. And we finally taped the episode. And it went well. I was nervous, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I heard. I could tell.
I'm like sitting here and I'm going, because I'm so outspoken on this show. And then when I helped out Vito over there on Beardar Radio, I'm just flowing and so outspoken and everything. And here I am on the Don and Drew show, and all I can think of is, this is going to be heard on Sirius Satellite. And that thought just kept running through my head, and I'm nervous as fuck on the show. And I'm like, millions of people are listening to me. This is uncomfortable.
Yeah, you were so quiet. It was like a question and answer basis.
Well, Don wouldn't let me interrupt her also, so.
Oh, okay. Well.
She's domineering.
She's dominatrix.
She would have lit my ass if I would have interrupted her.
That's right. Well, but I listened to fun. That. Yeah, I could tell. And thank you for promoting our podcast there.
Hey, I had to. So, but they were, you know, more than happy to help us out and everything. They congratulated us on 50 episodes also.
Yeah.
And we got to talk a little bit about my video, of course, and I've gotten Drew somewhat curious about seeing the video now, so. And I also found out in the course of the episode that I have an admirer.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And the funny thing about it was we just recently featured him on our Wolf What a Bear segment.
Yeah.
And at the time that we featured him, he was taken, but now he's single. I just found out.
Okay, and what did you do?
And I'm just like going, okay, now you tell me. You know?
Now you tell me.
But, yeah, so, yeah, he just recently became single. So, if you go back, I believe we featured him in episode 50. Mm-hmm. Either episode 50 or episode 49.
I think
49.
It's 49, because 50, 49. I featured the Chicago Matadors.
Yes, yeah, so, yeah. If you go back to episode 59, and his screen name is Militime 77, I believe it is, on Barefoot 1-1, he is sexy, and he is now single. So,
yeah.
Go get him. Go get him.
Go get him, guys. Right. So, you had a very busy weekend. Wow. That's good. Me, I just stayed home. I stayed home the whole weekend.
Well, you needed to get well. You were not feeling too well.
Well, yeah, and I think it's getting back to me again because I got some dust, I guess, from the softball practice last Sunday.
Yeah.
It was fun, but I just had to get out of the house. And I needed to submit my registration and stuff. And I wanted to join. I want to play softball.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's
You just want to lug big giant balls around.
Yeah, and wear the cup and stuff.
Swing the bat and then step up to plate.
Yeah. So anyway, okay. So what topics do we have for this episode?
I think later on in the episode you're going to be talking about TBRU.
Yes, we're going to have TBRU.
Which is next week. Next week. Just around the corner for all you out there in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
We got a little bit of, you know, a little bit of things here and there. We're going to be covering a website that's out there right now of a bear artist who's selling his photographs.
Yes.
That artistic style photographs.
And then also we're going to talk about Isaac Hayes.
Oh, yes. I can't wait to dive into this topic. I've definitely got an opinion on this.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to end the episode, actually, with a, I guess you could say we're going to call out to all of our Bear Podcast listeners to send in some feedback on a very serious subject matter, and we'll get to that later on in the episode.
Yeah. And, of course, we also have Wolf for a Bear and Bear Events for that.
Of course.
Okay, so, okay, guys, so stick around and enjoy the show. Okay, TBRU is gonna be on when is it?
Next week. I know that.
Yeah, it starts on the 23rd. Actually, so it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be in Dallas.
I've never been.
You've never been? Well, probably you will be soon.
If things keep going in the right direction with me right now, probably will be attending my first TBRU. So.
Yeah. So it's going to be Texas Bear Roundup 11, and the theme is Fur University. Okay, so, yeah, it's a very interesting theme this year. It's about college stuff.
So there's going to be a bunch of bear jocks walking around dressed up in varsity sweaters?
Well, I guess, yeah. And, we're going to have parties and fraternity parties, stuff like that. Well, okay, let's start with the Thursday then. Thursday, March 23rd, registration at 3. And then I think that's going to be the whole day, I think, of Thursday. And then going to be at the host hotel, at the welcome mixer, they call it, at 7 o'clock. And then there's going to be Country Line dancing lessons. Okay, I don't know what part of college is that. Is that an elective, perhaps?
oh, come on, you cannot go to a Bear event and not have Country Line Dancing. Okay, we had Country Line Dancing at IBR.
Yeah. TBR, it always happens, too. Yeah, that's going to be in a Roundup Saloon. And then, after that, around 8 o'clock, we'll have karaoke at Woody's.
Yay!
Yay, karaoke.
All the bears get drunk and try to sing Tie a Yellow Ribbon.
Yeah. And then after that, you know, people are just going to be at the bars, I guess. And then,
or back up in their rooms, yeah. Fucking.
Well, yeah, probably, yes. That's always true. And then, yeah, they call the information booth, they call it the guidance counselor.
The guidance counselor.
Guidance counselor. So that's going to be open from 5 p.m. onwards. All right, so I think the most exciting day there is one of the most exciting days is usually Friday and Saturday. Let's talk about Friday. Actually, I'll try to get off work early in that day and try to get to Dallas. I think I'm just going to drive there.
You're going to drive all 5 hours to Dallas?
Yeah, 4 or 5 hours, yeah. So I'll be late, and I'll just be arriving in time for the toga party.
Okay, I need to ask, since it's a toga party and since it's university themed, how many bears do you think are going to go to this event trying to look like John Belushi?
Let me see. That'd be a very, very nice eye candy. But yeah, but let me see. I would say, well, let me see. I know Babalu is going to be wearing a toga.
Oh, who knows what Babalu would be wearing?
Yeah, even I was chatting with him once, and IMBA link on how to make a toga. So okay, check out. I'm actually thinking about it. I don't know if I will, but I would rather bring my camera and bring a camera, putting in the.
Oh come on, Maynard, little, come in the toga.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. I'm not used to wearing.
You swim naked with bears in a swimming pool.
But but this is gonna be in a hotel, you know.
And.
Oh yeah, speaking of swimming, by the way. Okay, let's talk about what's gonna happen that day. 11 o'clock on Friday, they're gonna have field trips at the mall. Grapevine.
Yay! Let's go to the mall.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, I came to this bear event, but I so need an outfit. Let's go to the mall.
You know, Grapevine Mills, I've always heard about it, and I lived there in Dallas for some time, and I don't know if I've gone there before. But I'd like to go there once, maybe. But I won't be there Friday morning, so what's the point?
Yeah.
And then their vendor market will be open at 12 noon. Oh, swimming pool party. They call it the first splash. It starts around 2 o'clock. Now, that's going to be interesting. But I wish I could be there earlier so I could see the swimming bears.
Mm-hmm.
And then the toga party starts around 7 o'clock, so that's gonna be fun. And then of course around 10 o'clock, that's gonna be Night in the Town again. But I'm quite sure some of the bears would still wear their togas and go to the Dallas Eagle and to the mining company, to the bars there. That'd be interesting.
Back up to their hotel rooms.
Oh yeah, and get rid of the togas.
They'll discard the togas and yeah, leave the rest to your imagination.
Saturday, yeah, it's gonna be vendors market the whole day, I guess, from 11 o'clock onwards. And tickets for, I don't know what they're selling for tickets for, homecoming tickets, they said, maybe it's for a raffle.
I was going to say, probably raffle.
Yeah. And then there's going to be a pool party again at 12 o'clock. Wow, 2 days in a row. I've been to the hotel there, and it's pretty cool. It's very isolated. Although they do, since it is a public area still, they don't want, I don't think they'll let people go and get nude in the pool.
Of course not.
Yeah, it's a hotel pools, I don't think. And then Pep Rally Casino. Oh, that's interesting. I think we're gonna have some games there at the mining company. Final exams, contest badges due to contestants only. Yeah, I'm reading their events here for Saturday. Well, let me see. Dinner. Of course, that's important. Everybody has to go to dinner. 6 o'clock at Eddie Dean's Ranch. Oh, by the way, yeah, there's going to be transportation around here. That would be just good. I think they're going to provide a bus ride.
Well, that would be nice if they supply transportation.
Yeah, because it is pretty big, and the hotel is actually a little bit far from the gay area and the place that they're going to go to. So, yeah, it's always a standard now for TBRU. Oh, can I tell you something? they do this whiteboard, not whiteboard, but they have these pieces of paper and bulletin boards, as they should call it, on the walls, and they write stuff. They pimp other people, like, oh, check out room number 345, and my phone number is this. They would do that. But it was a good idea. I took pictures of them, some of them, and it was funny. One of them says, okay, note to self, no more fucking at the back of the shuttle service. I heard somebody did. There were people talking about it, that people were really fucking at the back of them. That's really wild.
Note to self, fucking in the bathroom of a Greyhound bus.
Yeah, that's gonna be interesting. Okay, let's go to Sunday, I guess. That's usually people really just wind down. 9 o'clock, Vendor's Market, and they call it the graduation from 12 noon onwards, 12 to 2,
that's,
I think.
That's probably the competition.
No, actually, it's just gonna be barbecue.
Oh, now that's a. I mean, I would have called the competition the graduation.
Yeah, but I don't know why they just call it the graduation. But yeah, it's going to be at a Roundup Saloon, and I'm sure there's going to be dancing there again.
Of course.
Yeah, and then Beer Bust, of course, at 2:00 p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to be fun, and it's going to be at S4. I don't know where S4 is. But yeah, and parties go on in the different bars. So I guess I'll be driving home by then.
Yeah.
Oh, the contest and Saturday. Going back to Saturday, the contest and the entertainment, I guess the awarding there will be done at 7 p.m.
I guess
so,
it's right after the dinner, I guess.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting, this TBRU, and I'm going to get to meet a lot of people from Live Journal, Bear411. And some friends here in Houston are going to be there, so that's going to be fun.
Could you do me a big favor while you're there?
What is it?
When you see Chris, could you please give him a big hug and a kiss for me?
Okay.
Thank you.
Will I? Can I? Am I allowed to grope? No, I don't think so.
No. No groping.
No groping. Okay.
No groping, my man.
I know. I'll be nice.
You made me grr on the air, damn it.
All right, I got a post from LiveJournal. I think I forwarded this picture to you. Did you see it?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Well, actually, pictures.
Yeah, pictures. It's actually an art. An artwork by Angry Alan in Live Journal. His website is angryalan.com, single L, Alan. And they have his pictures of his boyfriend, Jim. Actually, Jim here used to be a feature in Wolf What a Bear a few months ago, I think.
It's a small world after all.
Yeah. And yeah, it's very wolfy. I have very crush on him. and he's now here displaying himself. Oh my god.
Well, in a very artistic form, so.
Yeah, in a very artistic form, so. So you guys can check out, I'll put the link on the website, and it's actually pictures of Jim wearing from cap only and wearing a leather vest. And jersey, having a square, and smoking a cigar.
And these are high quality black and white photos, also. It's not like somebody sitting there with a camera just like click, click.
Yeah, that's right. And also with a black jock strap. A jock strap, okay. and very nice. And he's got pictures in bed too, and showing his family jewels.
I was gonna say his naughty bits.
His naughty bits. Yeah, check out the website. It's he's got mostly our black and white pictures, and the colored pictures are very, very nice also. And yeah, check out his website at theangryallen.com/bearcollective.htm. So that's going to be, yeah, so, oh, by the way, these pictures, these are actually professional photographs, so they're for sale.
Yes, they are.
They are for sale, so, yeah, it ranges from $40 to $70, I believe, so everyone can check it out, okay? So the link will be on the website.
This is Big Dave from Live Journal, and you're listening to Bear Podcast.
Okay, let's talk about Isaac Hayes.
That's been the topic on a lot of people's discussion boards right now, as Isaac Hayes quit the South Park.
Yeah, it's March 14th, 2006 when he did that. That's when his announcement was. So, okay, I have here the article from I got from you. It's from IMDb.com.
Internet Movie Database.
Yeah. Okay, Hayes quits South Park, citing bigotry and intolerance. Soul legend Isaac Hayes has quit animated TV series South Park after accusing the show of promoting intolerance and bigotry. Hayes, a Scientologist, has played chef on the hit cartoon series since 1987, but he feels he can no longer stomach the show's take on religion. He says, "There is a place in this world for satire, but there is a time when satire ends and intolerance and bigotry towards religious beliefs of others begin." Okay, what is this he's talking about?
Okay, Isaac Hayes, first of all, you're talking about bigotry and intolerance. It's amazing to me how you had absolutely no problem with getting involved with a television show that was an equal opportunity offender to begin with, and you knew this when you got involved with the show back in 1997.
Yeah.
And here they are skewering, they have skewered worse things than Scientology. They have made fun of people who have conjoined fetuses on their faces. They've made fun of Mel Gibson portraying him as a homosexual who enjoys being whipped, and he's crazy and he's insane, but
yeah,
it's probably close to the truth, who knows. But they portrayed the Catholic, when the whole controversy about the Catholic religion and the priest having sex with kids, they made fun of that to the extreme. They've made fun of Jewish people constantly on
constantly, especially with Kyle is there, right?
Yeah, with Kyle, it's constantly attacking the Jewish religion. And Matt Stone's Jewish himself. We have the episode where they made fun of the Mormon religion.
Yeah.
They've made fun of Hinduism. They've made fun of everything on that show. They're an equal opportunity offender. And Isaac Hayes never had any qualms cashing any checks that he's gotten from any of his involvements in any shows. He even made fun of Southern Baptists when he portrayed his parents on the show. And
yeah,
now all of a sudden that the show has attacked Scientology, all of a sudden, oh, they're showing intolerance. Fuck you, Isaac Hayes.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Talk about double standard.
It's an amazing double standard. It really is. It just goes to show you, you know what? I am convinced that he got pressured by the Church of Scientology. And the Church of Scientology basically forced him to quit the show. That's my theory.
Mm-hmm.
The Church of Scientology, I hate Scientologists. I'm going to lay it out flat out there right now. I know the word hate is a strong word, but I can honestly say, living in California my entire life, I've spent time in Los Angeles, I've dealt with these fuckers on the street, I hate Scientologists.
Wait a second, really, you actually met Scientologists?
You cannot go anywhere in Los Angeles without being confronted with them.
Are you serious? Gosh.
Well, now it's gotten worse. Here in San Francisco, you go to all the BART stops and they're standing there at their desk wanting to give you a stress test. And...
That's for real? They really give people stress tests?
A stress test. And then if you say no to them, they look at you like you're going to, you know, spontaneously combust or something because you didn't stop to take stress tests. You know, there's something wrong with you. You know, they shove their religion down our throats. They're not a religion, they're a cult. They shove their cult down our throats. They really, really do. They've gotten just as bad, possibly even worse, than Jehovah's Witnesses. They really have. And I have no kindness, no patience whatsoever for Scientologists. It goes well beyond Tom Cruise. It really does. Yeah. And Isaac Hayes' overreaction to what they've done on South Park just makes me roll my eyes and say, whatever. I've lost a lot of respect for Isaac Hayes because of this. Because, like I said, he knew what he was getting himself into when he agreed to sign on back in 97 as the voice of Chef. The show is an equal opportunity offender.
Yeah.
You can't, when you are an equal opportunity offender, like I am, you cannot exclude something or someone at all because it shows favoritism.
Yeah, the show even hits on gay people too.
Yes, with Big Gay Al. They hit on gay people with Big Gay Al, you know, and with Mr. Garrison.
Mr. Garrison, Mr. Slave, you know.
I mean, those were some hysterical episodes. I love
Mr.
Garrison. I don't like what they've done with Mr. Garrison, you know, giving him the sex change operation. But, you know, when Mr. Garrison was a man, the stuff that he was doing on the show was absolutely hysterical, especially the episode with Paris Hilton when Mr. Slave shoved Paris Hilton into his ass. I think that was one of the funniest things I've ever seen on the show.
Yeah. But now, well, actually, I do remember Isaac Hayes in the old days when, you know, he's always, the children always look up to him and stuff like that. He's got very cool songs and stuff, you know.
But yeah. Isaac Hayes can blow me. He really can. I mean, it's a ridiculous double standard. And I think what Trey Parker and Matt Stone need to do, because you know they're going to attack him on the show.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I could have just imagined that.
They are going to attack Isaac Hayes on the show. The best thing to do for them is to kill Chef off and kill him off in a violent way. That's the best thing that they could do.
Oh no, they killed Chef.
And I'm dying to see what they do. I'm really dying to see how the television.
I would imagine they're gonna replace Chef there in the show somebody, and then he's gonna say something very. Very, what do you call this? Something bad about Chef leaving, probably.
Well, if you notice, they haven't really used Chef that much, also.
Yeah, lately, no. I've noticed, yeah, he hasn't been around for some time.
So it's not like he's going to be severely missed, you know? Chef ran his course, get rid of him. You know, if Isaac Hayes was to have his little hissy fit because of the Church of Scientology, let him go. Mm-hmm. I could give a shit. Besides, to be honest with you, I mean, South Park has run its course. It's a great show. Season 9, however, I don't think was that great at all. I was very let down by all the episodes that they were doing in Season 9. You know, here they are, they're in Season 10 now. They've been around for almost 10 years. It's time for the show to finally retire, I think. You know,
yeah, they're running out of stories, I guess.
They are. I mean, Season 8 was great when they did the whole thing with The Passion of the Jew and the Michael Jackson episode and the Paris Hilton episode. And, you know, all those episodes were great. But, yeah, Season 9 was a bomb. And, you know, here they are now at 10 years. The show's overstayed its welcome. It really has.
Yeah.
So, Chef walking off of the show, sorry, it's not going to hurt it.
That's right.
It's really not going to hurt it. If he would have walked off like in Season 1 or Season 2, yeah, it would have hurt the show. Mm-hmm. But the show's been on the air for so many years, who gives a fuck?
That's right. All right, so I guess goodbye, Chef.
Goodbye, Chef, and good riddance. Okay, earlier we were talking about, you know, Chef leaving South Park because of intolerance and stuff like that, Isaac Hayes.
Yeah.
While we're talking about intolerance and discrimination and everything, we actually want to give a call out to all the listeners of the Bear Podcast for a very specific reason. I've been noticing, I don't know if you've been noticing this, Maynard, or not, but I've been noticing in LiveJournal for this whole entire month, for some reason, March has become questions month.
Ah, yes, uh-huh.
And, you know, so everybody's been asking everybody questions, and a lot of questions that have been coming up have been, a lot of people have been giving responses about discrimination that they have experienced in the bear community. And some of the stories that I have been reading has really struck me hard. As a matter of fact, Caffeine Cub, I believe his screen name is, on Bear 411, he's a boy-shaped box on Live Journal.
Yeah, I think we featured him a few.
Yeah, we did feature him as a wolf, what a bear, Richard.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about how he feels discriminated in the bear community because of his age. My friend Warren was discussing about how he feels discriminated in the bear community because he's black. There's just been a lot of great stories coming out that makes me go, you know what, this is something that needs to be seriously addressed. So we're going to be doing an episode in the near future. It's not going to be the next episode, but within like the next couple of episodes, we're going to have a, I guess you could say, on a very special bear podcast.
Yeah.
we're going to deal with forms of discrimination that have been experienced in the bear community. I know we kind of touched on the subject matter like this last year when we were discussing about the controversy.
Oh yeah, about the bear events. And,
yes. But now we're going to go one step beyond that, and we're actually going to deal with the bear community itself. So what we're asking all the listeners of the Bear Podcast to do is, if there was any moment while you have been involved in the bear community, if you have ever experienced any form of discrimination from your own community for any reason, or if you have seen it happen upon like one of your friends or something like that, please let us know. Share us your stories.
Yeah, post a comment on the Bear Podcast website. Yeah, under episode 51.
You can either post a comment, you can call us and leave us a voicemail. You can leave like up to a 4-minute long voicemail.
Yeah, you can call 206-222-BEAR.
You can also email us.
Yeah.
With your stories as well. And what's the email for that, Nard?
Mine would be bearchaser@bearpodcast.com.
And you can also email me at xcalibear@gmail.com. We'll make sure that we, you know, gather up your stories, and we'll get them read on the air, you know, because I know it's still a taboo subject matter, and I've been told by a couple people, oh, you're entering into a danger zone when it comes to this. But yes, I'm aware we're entering into a danger zone, but it's a danger zone that needs to be confronted head on, finally. It really does, because, you know, I don't know what other people think, but, you know, the whole bear community was founded to celebrate our individuality and to celebrate the fact that we're not trying to fit into a cookie cutter ideal of what a gay man is supposed to be.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden we've taken a 180 degree turn, and now if people don't fit into what some people consider a cookie cutter idea of a bear, they experience backlash. And it's time to confront that head on. It really is.
You know what? That topic, when we really get to that, or if we get responses about that, it's gonna hit home for me too, because me being a short Asian guy, short Filipino guy for that matter, and it really hits home. I mean, I myself experience a lot of discrimination. People, you know, being ignoring me or not treating me right. You know, I know how it feels. I myself have that kind of bad experience. So I know this is going to be an important topic, I guess.
Don't be shy, listeners. Do not be shy. Do not feel like you're going to get some sort of don't feel like you're going to get reprimanded by your gay community or anything about this. It's time to come forward, and it's time to confront this issue. So we encourage everybody to please write in, call in, do whatever.
Yes, that's right.
This is JPGH from Bear 411, and you're listening to the Bear Podcast.
Okay, guys, here's a voicemail.
Wolf Wolf Maynard, congratulations on your 50th podcast. From James in Phoenix, your old Houston friend. I hope everything goes well, and hope to have 500 more podcasts from you. Take care, Maynard. Bye.
All right, that was James. Thank you, James, for leaving a voice message. And, yeah, it's,
Yeah, that was for the 50th episode, and he also posted a comment on the website. Thank you very much, James. And also Jake from Utah Bear Alliance. He says, "Congrats to you and Excalibur on your 50th show. Keep up the good work. Love, Jake." Thank you very much, Jake. It's good to hear from you. Okay, so another one, Ricky B. I just have started listening to you guys, and congrats to your 50th show. Yeah, it's good to hear that there are people who are greeting us on our 50th. Yeah, we're happy. Okay, I also received an email from a fellow Filipino. Yeah, it's kind of surprising to hear someone who's also Filipino, and he just came from the Philippines. He went home for a while, and he's back in the Midwest, and he's got a husk bear. Woof. And we were talking about our favorite food back in the Philippines, sisig and dinuguan. Yum. Anyway, so yeah, he goes by Pinoy Boy, and thank you for sending me an email. I would like to do some shout outs on the Frapper page. Maurice from Upper Marlboro, Maryland, thank you for posting. Also, Steve Bear in Sydney, New South Wales, Australia. Yes, thank you. He's a very woofy guy there. And also Ziggy. And yeah, thank you for listening also. Robert Johnson from Leesburg, Virginia. Oh, cute. He's very happy with the pictures here. Harry Studboy in Ay Bonito, Guayama, Puerto Rico. Okay, he's got a dick shot here. Uh-huh. And Buck PCG from East Elmhurst, New York. Hello, and thank you for posting. And this one, Two Boobs and a Baby. I think this is one of Excalibur's listeners on the Dawn and Drew show. Probably they heard him in that show. So yeah, Two Boobs and a Baby. Yeah. And who else? Let me see. Verga in Milan, Lombardy, Italy. Woof. Very cute. Okay, two more. Justin from Haddon, New Jersey. Yeah, thank you for listening. And last but not least, Kiros, or Kyra, sure it has this, but Kiros from Everett, Washington. Thank you very much, everyone who posted and has left voice messages and for the emails. Thank you for all your support.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Okay, let's go to beardar.com. Okay, I have here a bear in Sacramento, California. His username here is DaddyBear1961. It's a very cute bear here. Okay, let me see. General information. I'm a 45-year-old big daddy bear, moderately hairy, large belly. I have a life partner, but we are guys, and we do love sex. I like twinkish types, and he likes bears. If we find someone that turns us both on, then we want to play together. Interesting. If I find a dude that wants just me and things work out, then we'd go that way. Appearance. Since I am just looking to play, clothing isn't important, and I already say I was a very big bear. Okay, what's he looking for? Okay, I like young guys, mostly under 30. Sometimes middle-aged dudes are cool, but mostly under, and the closer to 18, the better. Want a dude that loves guys with big guts, or guys that don't care what the other guys look, the other guy looks like, as long as they get off. This is the best type. Okay, I don't mind if you're inexperienced. And I'm a good daddy bear. I mean, I'm a good daddy. In parentheses, teacher. I don't know what that means. I'll show you how. Oh, he's gonna teach you some moves. Ah, okay. I hope you live close by. I live in Amador County in California and hope you are close by. Sacramento, Stockton area. It's okay. Okay. Type of relationship. Oh God, I really like Bear Dart. It's got a lot of info about a person. Okay. That person, of course, if you have a profile here, the ones that you want to be known. Okay, so the type of relationship they have, conversation that he's looking for. Okay, looking for a person is just conversation, friendship, and group sex. And he prepares to be versatile. And let's meet at your place. Very interesting. Okay, this is the first time I've tried out a Bear Dart profiles. Very nice. Oh, by the way, it's his birthday. It's Daddy Bear's 1961's birthday on March 19th. It's coming Sunday, so advance happy birthday. And I hope you're listening to the show. He's going to be at Lazy Bear Weekend in Guerneville, California. So yeah, you can see him there. You'll be able to see him there. Okay, again, this is Daddy Bear 1961 at BearDar.com. Okay, here are some bear events. Los Angeles Leather Weekend on March 30th in Los Angeles, California. LA Leather Weekend 2006 will be March 30th to April 2nd, 2006. Host hotel for 2006 announced the Hotel Figueroa, $98 per night. And the weekend features the Southland Honors, Dinner Awards, Hard Tribe II, Third Annual Leather Lifestyle Seminar Series. Seminar? Are they going to teach you how to wear leather? Leather Casino, Mr. LA Leather Contest, and Victory Dance, and the third annual Los Angeles Leather Street Fest Silver Lake on Santa Monica Boulevard. So check out the website at laleatherweekend.com. CBL 2006 Spring Thaw in Augusta, Georgia, March 31st to April 2nd. It's going to be at the Parliament House. Interesting. This event is booking up fast at the hotel at the host hotel. Call now to reserve your room. There are only 70 rooms available each night. Call now to book your reservations before all the rooms are booked. Yeah, check them out at carolinabears.com. Okay, how about Canada? Sugar Bear Weekend 2006 in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. March 31st, 2006 is for 3 days. Every year, Quebec's bears join together to celebrate spring. They traditionally meet at a sugar shack located in the woods for a meal made with genuine maple syrup. Yeah, come join us for a full weekend of camaraderie. Yeah, check them out at sugarbearweekend.com. Okay, here's an event in South Padre Island. It is run by Bears of San Antonio. It's called Bears to the Coast. I myself will be there. It's going to be a weekend, a fun weekend in South Padre Island. And yeah, it's going to be fun. And I'll be podcasting when I'm there. Okay, so check out the website to register at bearsofsanantonio.net. Hurry up, because it's going to be, I think they're going to close the registration by next week. So hurry up if you want to check out South Padre Island. And I'll be there too. So I'd like to see you guys there, okay?
All right, so I guess that wraps it up for this show. We covered a lot on this episode.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
A lot of information that we got in there, but we've had to play a lot of catch-up because we've been distracted by, you know, major bear events and stuff like that, and plus also with episode 50 and everything, so we had to play some catch-up.
Yeah.
So any big plans for you this weekend, Maynard? I know this is the weekend before TBRU. Got any pre-TBRU activities?
Well,
or?
This is going to be, well, not really pre-TBRU stuff, but actually I'm just going to visit my folks. I'll be in Allentown, Pennsylvania on...
We're living here in Allentown. God damn you for putting that song in my head.
Oh, no.
I got Billy Joel running through my head now. Nice.
Well, yeah. yeah, it's gonna be family time this coming weekend, and then after that, it's, I don't know, just gonna be driving Friday afternoon towards Dallas for TBRU, and I'm excited about that.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'm gonna kind of lay low a little bit this weekend again. I mean, I guess my only big activity is you know, me being the movie geek. I wanted to go to see the opening night premiere of V for Vendetta with the SF Movie Bears, but I'm not going to be able to make it opening night, unfortunately. So I'm going to try to catch the movie sometime this weekend. But this is a movie that I have been looking forward to for quite a while now, so I am definitely going to check that out. Mm-hmm. Plus, also, I'm getting myself prepared because soon I'll be visiting Dallas myself. I'm going to be going to go visit my honey.
Aww.
Yeah, I'm going to be arriving there in the beginning of April. So I'm going through that that phase that excited people go through when they pack too early. That's what I'm experiencing right now. So
they're going to make babies.
Oh, well, something. Maybe it'll be like that character on Drawn Together when he was making the clum babies. I think that's what we're going to make. So.
All right. Well, yeah, it's going to be fun. I think you'll like Texas.
I am looking forward to visiting Dallas. I've never visited any place in Texas before in my entire life, so I'm excited about coming. And of course, you know, I'm going to be with my baby, with Chris, and you know, I'm just. April 7th can't get here soon enough. It honestly can't. So I really can't wait to get out there to see it. I really can't.
Anyway, okay. So that wraps it. So okay, just to reiterate, my email, bearchaser@bearpodcast.com, and the website is www.bearpodcast.com.
And our voicemail line is 206-222-BEAR. Please leave an audio commentary or comment or anything. We'll play it on the air. And especially if you have any form of discrimination that you have experienced in the past, please send those in to us, and we'll spend the next couple of weeks gathering up those stories, and then we'll present a very special message.
Yeah, if emails and voicemails, we'll play it in the show. That'd be great.
Exactly. And you can always reach me at excalibur@gmail.com. You can also find me on beardar.com. You can find me there at excalibur. You can also find me on bear411 still as well as edg5574. Mm-hmm. And one last plug. I've plugged these guys before, and I'm going to plug them again. I'm going to plug bearwash.com. This is a product that I've been using now for a month. I got some of this at IBR, and I have to let you know, this shit works. It really works.
Okay, I'm curious about something. Have you ever tried that on your pubes?
Okay, I need to confess. You know. And I will say that my pubes are light and fluffy.
All right, that's good.
Okay. It will work on any form of hair, but the great thing about this stuff is it's highly concentrated. I mean, because you mainly use it for your beard. You can use it as regular shampoo and conditioner also, but it's mainly used for your beard or your goatee, and it really, really works. I mean, my goatee has been so soft. It's been absolutely so soft. I can't believe the difference in the feel after a month later. So the product does work, ladies and gentlemen. So go out and check it out.
Oh, okay. For you, okay, you have your plug. I have another plug for a very new podcaster.
Oh, of course. Yes. We have. Yes.
He is, he calls himself an ox, but he's actually Ox Populi. That's his website. That's his podcast. And you can find that at oxpopuli.libsyn.com. I'll put that link on the website.
He also has his podcast through iTunes now also.
Oh, so it's going through iTunes now? Great.
Yes, iTunes has picked it up. He just started out, everybody. So, I mean, I know that there's a lot of Bear podcasts out there. There's us, there's B-Unit, there's Queer Spooky Boy. Yeah, there's a lot of Bear podcasts all over the place.
B-Talk, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we need to support our brothers. We really do. So, yeah. You know, he's just starting out. It's actually a good show. I listened to the first episode and I enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to hearing more episodes from him.
And he's cute too.
Yes.
Wow.
It's an interesting show. It's a show basically about what it's like being a gay bear in New York from a West Coaster's point of view. So this sounds like it'll probably be a very good show. The whole East Coast meets West Coast clash that goes on. So
yeah, that'd be interesting. God, so many diverse podcasts now. Okay, so that's it. Thank you very much, guys, for listening. Thank you for downloading. Many wolves and many hugs.
Talk to you later.